Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from Washington, D.C., we have an old friend, Brad Finstead. He's the former president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and now serves as a rural development guy for USDA. Thank you for joining us, Brad.
Thank you.
Last couple of shows, and it just seems appropriate to have your voice back on the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
It's an honor to be back on the show, and just always been obviously a big fan of the show and the opportunity that the center's had over the years to talk about issues in a different platform that's maybe more of a conversation about what's going on in rural Minnesota. And specifically, I know over the years we spent a lot of time talking about the policy that was going on at the Capitol and how it would be affecting and playing out on Main Street, rural Minnesota. So it's just it's been a great partnership.
Indeed, and now you get to look at it from a little bit broader perspective, connected with USDA, but, it's still economic development in rural Minnesota, right? I mean, there's still that piece of it, just with a different perspective. And so how is it different and how is it the same?
Well, I tell you that so much what the center does and has done affects a lot of different decisions and scenarios that I find myself in this new role. There are a lot of great tools, so I know at the USDA, I find myself very often looking at some of that research to see how, different issues are playing out regionally in the state. So the center has been a great tool for me to use.
I'm curious about some of the synergies you might be able to have with, sort of federal dollars and state dollars. Does that happen where there are those combinations in order to make things happen?
Yeah, there is. And, Congress approves quite a bit of different funds, pockets of funds for rural America. And with that and with the implementation of those funds and programs, there is some consideration in some programs for that state-federal partnership and, even plays out to score better and to work in our favor as a state to bring some of those federal dollars home based on the commitment that the state has. So if you look specifically at our broadband program and the investment of the state for the grant program, but also creating the Office of Broadband and doing an in-depth dive and mapping process so we can understand where the state is in regards to the underserved and unserved population for high-speed internet. All of that plays in very well with the federal programs that we're able to work with at the USDA to really, again, target the right part of the state with the right federal program and then use that state as a partner to leverage local dollars that helps us bring home more projects and really just do what we want to do, and that's create a more vibrant and strong rural Minnesota.
Brad Finstead, he's the former president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and now works for the USDA for economic development in the state of Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.